This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Making headlines at this hour. Family members Tsebo Nyondo is the glue and shining light at the MET Memorial Service, and umsolo wehlanu welokubulawa kasopolitiki eKZN. The time is 9:01. Sawubona mlaleli. Among the grieving family members who gathered at the Mangosuthu University of Technology on the 12th August 2026 to honor the late Tsebo Nyondo was his uncle Dumisani Nyondo, whose heartfelt tributes offering a deeply personal glimpse into the life of the beloved academic administrator leader. Reflecting on his nephew, his sister's firstborn son Dumisani is described a remarkable man who brought immense respect and stability to the family. Dumisani remains about the early days when they were searching for a post-matric institution for Tsebo, eventually landing at MUT. Reflecting on his new literary work ethic, Dumisani admitted that he used to discourage Tsebo from spending so much time on his work. At the time, Tsebo would excuse himself by saying he needed to send some little work to the doctor. Dumisani noted with poignant clarity that he now realized that the doctor was Dr. Manyane Monka, the Senior Director of Learning and Teaching Development Centre. While acknowledging the hard-scale Tsebo experience earlier in the year on the 1st May 2026, Dumisani said they never imagined it would lead to such a tragedy. Extending his gratitude to the institution, Dumisani praised MET for the prominent role it was played in shaping his new future life. And kuboshwe umsolo wehlanu mayelana nokubulawa kwelekhansela le-DA kumasipala waseMngeni, uNhlalayenza Ndlovu, owadutshulwa wabulawa ekhaya lakhe ngo-2023 phambi kankosikazi wakhe nezingane. Umsolwa oneminyaka engamashumi amaninane ubudala uboshwe empophomeni ngomgqibelo yithimba eliphenya amacala okubulawa kwabantu ngenxa yezepolitiki KwaZulu-Natal, futhi kulindeleke ukuthi avele enkantolo kamantshi yaseGauteng ngoMsombuluko. Okhulumela amaphoyisa uBrigadier Mathe uthe lokhu kuboshwa kwakwamuva kwenza isibalo sabasolo ababoshwe nababhekene namacala ahlobene nokubulawa kwaNdlovu kube yihlanu. Uphenyo lwe-PKTT luveze ukuthi inkosi uSimphiwe Zuma wakaNcamalala eMpendle nguye owusolwa ukuthi ungungqongqosho owahlelelwa ukubulawa kaNdlovu. UZuma usezidukisini ngemuva kwelokunqatshelwa ibheyili izikhathi ezimbili. UMathe uthe uphenyo lwalolu dabu luyaqhubeka futhi amaphoyisa azoqhubeka nokulandela. And finally, the World Health Organization has warned that the Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of the Congo is on track to become the deadline on record. More than 2,000 people have died in the Eastern DRC on more than 4,300 recorded cases. The 2014 to 2016 outbreak in West Africa remains the deadline on record, having claimed more than 11,000 lives out of the roughly 28,000 cases. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom says they hope to receive the spread of the disease within 3 months.
Under the leadership of the government, we are now scaling up every part of the response with the primary goal of interrupting transmission. With partners, we are mapping and pooling resources to strengthen community-based surveillance to bring every suspected case into care and reach the 95% contact tracing target needed to interrupt transmission.
To recap his top stories at this hour, family members Tsebo Nyondo and the glue and shining lights at MET Memorial Service, and umsolo wehlanu kwelobulawa kwasopolitiki eKZN. This is all from Miguel at this hour. Do catch your next news headlines at 9:30. For your MET Radio News, I'm Sneku Kumede.
This is an MET Radio podcast.